talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Journey, Wheel in the Sky, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd through the 25th, both at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is being hosted by the Flippin' Designer, and we'll be talking with Betsy Glass with the Flippin' Designer. She's got some great ideas about how she can help you with your project. Also, Mark Norris with Bath Fitter. Nathan Delpino, custom builder and remodeler with Delpino Custom Homes. Rudy Box with AirMax. And also Christian Teague and his son with HLG Growers. I mentioned the Charleston Fall Home Show. That's happening August 23rd through the 25th. And we've still got about 20 spaces left to fill before we sell out the show completely. And we're very, very careful about curating the home show, meaning we don't load up on more than one category too much. We've got several builders, for example, but we don't want to just have, we want to have a nice variety, a wide spectrum of different companies. Because the attendees for the home show, you never know what kind of project that they have, and we want to be able to accommodate them. And I did want to mention, if you or someone you know owns a business in Charleston that caters to affluent homeowners, those are the kind of people that typically come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We'd like to talk to you or have someone you know get in touch with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. But specifically, we're looking for a bedding company. There's a couple of local bedding companies. We're looking for decorative hardware. We're looking for an electrician, electrical contractor, an elevator company, a fireplace cleaning company, a company that sells fireplaces, a company that sells glass and mirrors. We're looking for a house cleaning company, perhaps a hurricane protection company. And we've got a big event going on at the show, a hurricane panel of experts that we're partnering with ABC News 4 and Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams. If you have an insurance company or you're in the financing end of the business, an invisible fence company, a moving and storage company, a plumbing contractor, and also if you own a real estate company, we are interested in perhaps talking to you as well. But those are just a handful of the companies that we're still seeking. And again, what we want to do, the show is about 90% sold out, and we're very, very careful. We've had to turn down a number of businesses because they didn't match certain categories that we're looking for. And so if you happen to know someone who works for a company like that or owns a company that I just mentioned, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652. And you can just look us up on the internet, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by The Flippin' Designer. And now we're talking with Betsy Glass with The Flippin' Designer. How are you doing, Betsy?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Great, great. First of all, Betsy, thank you for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everybody about The Flippin' Designer.
Well, we are a full-service design firm that offers not only design services, interior design services, but we offer project management for projects or for people that are not actually in the area. Mm-hmm. Or people that actually probably, you know, we do have a lot of clients that do live in the area too that also, you know, hire us for project management just for the sake of their busy schedule. Mm-hmm. And then we offer 3D renderings in CAD for clients or for contractors for, you know, where they can't vision their space, mm-hmm. what their kitchen's going to look like, what their bathroom is going to look like, or any room. Mm-hmm. So that keeps us pretty busy as well. So we can help clients, you know, achieve their ultimate dream goal there for their home. Mm-hmm. So we offer, you know, staging and styling as well. We do a lot of that also for real estate agents, or we do work with a few magazines as well that basically have us come out and do some staging and stuff for that too. Mm-hmm. But the bulk of our work basically is interior design. And then and we also do work with contractors to help them. Mm-hmm. And meaning like a contractor services package where they would call us and say, hey, look, we have this big project going on and we need some services to help our clients picking out finishes so that they, you know, are not taking all their time up and they can focus on the build and mm-hmm. what they're good at. So right. We offer quite a few different things.
Okay. Gotcha. And we don't want anyone to get thrown off by the name Flippin' Designer, because people, when they hear that word flipping, they think of flipping houses, but that's not, although.
Well, actually, I'm going to be honest with you. Every phone call that I get is because they love the name.
Okay.
And I have not had one person yet ask me if we actually flip houses. Everybody, you know, basically calls because they say the name is just kind of unique.
Yeah.
And they love it. I do get a majority of people too as well that call and say, I called you because the name stands out where I know that you're going to be able to take my money and make it worth, you know, every dollar, because mm-hmm. you have the experience, you know, of doing your own homes as well. So we are able to help any size budget. So mm-hmm. I've actually did get a lot of calls for that name. So
Good.
It's pretty unique. Yes.
That's great. Well, talk about some of the projects you've been working on lately and how you've been helping homeowners and builders alike.
Okay. Well, we have several different projects going on, and any from Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, to Kiowa. We basically reach anywhere in the Charleston County area. And our projects are either, we have, you know, some projects that are just master bath or kitchen, but a bulk of ours, too, is, you know, full house renovations, where we're just giving everybody a complete facelift. And then we've got two new builds going on as well. So we do new construction, we do renovation. Or if you just need a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
So it works kind of in that. So we've got, like I said, the bulk of our jobs right now are full renovations, with a small portion being, you know, just like a fixer up, like bathroom, kitchen, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As for contractors, too, we are working with contractors on a level of 3D renderings for their clients because they've got new builds coming up and their clients don't know, okay, well, I can't even see it. I can't even touch it. It's not a house that already exists. So what can you do to show me what this is going to look like for a new construction? So we're able to help out those builders that are out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to a big renovation on your house or if you're building a new house, some people forget about how much money they're spending on that. I mean, it's a huge amount, and many of the decisions are more or less permanent decisions, especially when it comes to like tile and mm-hmm. things like that. People don't want to make mistakes. That's one of the worst things that can happen, and a mistake can range from just making the wrong selection to something that is a little more expensive. And how have the flipping designers been able to help people as far as that goes?
Well, I think the big thing is back to the 3D rendering, because for instance, one of our clients in Mount Pleasant, they just purchased a home right on Wando River. And the house was actually built in 2007, so it doesn't really have that old of a footprint at all. However, when you go into the home, which is very dark and it doesn't have that coastal vibe, especially mm-hmm. being on the water. So they hired us to come in, and this is a full renovation, but they needed a vision to see what they can turn this home into. So the 3D renderings, I'm able to take the tile, the looks of the tile that you can actually purchase, no matter if it's flooring, it's tile, it's kitchen cabinets, and we're able to put this into a rendering for them to say, yes, I love it, and then you start ordering that product. Mm-hmm. So you are now not one running your clients around, going to different stores. I'm actually being able to tell you, this is what I think is going to look best for this space. This is where we get the tile, and this is what the cost is. Now the client didn't drive around to 50 different places, okay? And now they're saving a cost, not only on me, but they're saving a cost on, okay, we're going through all these tile decisions with what we're going to pick out. So, I mean, it's really, really, I think, really a key thing to do these 3D renderings just for the sake that not only can they get the vision, but you're actually picking out all their stuff and mm-hmm. they're seeing it. Mm-hmm. It's funny because the one client that I'm talking about, they're amazing, and what they seen was they had so many ideas that they wanted to do it, and then I showed them my vision, and they're like, oh my God, I would have never known that we could even do that. Let's go with it. Mm-hmm. So they completely went with what I gave to them, no changes, and we're moving forward. So things are in the process. What's saving them money as well is we arrange projects for the contractor. So when he comes in, he's already got a scope of work. He's got everything lined up for him. He's got renderings. He's got it on CAD. He's got everything to save him the time too. So when he comes in, he knows right where to how to bid it, and everything is just, hand in hand. So it mm-hmm. works really good. Mm-hmm. And it helps the client not be stressed out as well.
That's true. Would you be able to help a homeowner that is looking to renovate their house but doesn't have a contractor that they've hired yet?
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay. So basically, we have a big majority of people that do call us for help on that aspect as well. Do we know anybody, from contractors to painters, any subs or something like that, which we do. So there's a lot of good contractors that we do work with. So we are able to help the clients achieve their goals too. So we don't just, we come in, we do the design and all that kind of stuff, but then we also can bring in, the right contractors to whatever they're looking to do.
Because not everybody needs to hire a contractor. Some people do have the time and they feel like they could manage the project mm-hmm. themselves,
yes.
but they need a little bit of help,
Of course, yes.
And so we have a lot of newcomers to the area. They may not know a good plumber to call, a good electrician, and so on. And so that's where Flippin' Designers comes in?
Yeah. Basically, what we will do is, we can help clients that, we can just give them their design and give them that portion, and then they can run with the rest of the project, and we can hand over whoever they need, from the plumbers, the electricians, the painters, or a GC, or whatever that is. So, yes, we help people to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. If I were to sum up what the Flippin' Designers is all about, is you folks are providing a plan.
We sure are.
And there's so many people that say, I want to remodel my kitchen, or I want to remodel my bathroom, or my, this room or that room. And, you know, they don't necessarily know the steps involved. Mm-hmm. They don't know the process. And then they start making some purchases. Let's get started Saturday morning. And then they hit a roadblock because they are not aware of what's going on.
Exactly.
So they want something different. They can call the flip-in designer, mm-hmm. and then you can get the ball rolling.
We always say to our clients, we design, we plan, and we manage.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. That's who we are.
Very good. Well, how can folks get in touch with the flip-in designer?
Okay. They can either go to theflipindesigner.com, or they can reach us at 843-801-3576, or they can email me directly, which is Betsy@theflipindesigner.com.
All right, great. And you can always find the flip-in designer on Charleston Home and Design. .com's website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and hit the search for home professionals button. Thanks so much, Betsy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by The Flippin' Designer. And now we're talking with Mark Norris with Bathfitter. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Mark, take a moment and tell everyone about Bathfitter.
We are Bathfitter Charleston, located at 4510 Dorchester Road in North Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is mostly replacing fiberglass units with new acrylic two- or three-piece Bathfitter units.
Mm-hmm.
It is a one-day process. We have free sales consultations for anyone that is interested. But that's what we're doing.
Gotcha. That always amazes me that that Bathfitter, your projects, you're in and out in one day. Is that really true?
I would say probably 90% of the time, unless our installers run into something once we start the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much a day. A lot of people will let them in the home. We're all bonded,
mm-hmm.
so they'll show up in the morning before anyone goes to work, and then they'll be left in the home, and by probably 3 or 4 o'clock, the whole bathroom will be completed.
That's fantastic. What if you do run into an issue, like the subfloor maybe has got some rot, or there's been a leak or something?
Something that would probably delay the process just a little bit into the next day. You could potentially have some tile that is bad that has to be extracted. Sometimes there's rebar behind that tile that makes it a little difficult to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So just simple things like that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. But that's not something that then Bathfitter needs to bring in another contractor. You Bathfitter handles all of that.
We handle all of it. And again, we're licensed plumbers as well, if need be.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's all in-house.
Now the those great Bathfitter commercials I see on TV, they talk about going over your existing tub and shower. Is that most of the jobs, the kinds of jobs that Bathfitter does?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Tim. Our business started 35 years ago covering iron or steel tubs. We're finding in Charleston, though, that most of what we're doing is extracting the original fiberglass units that were built in the homes, 70s, 80s, early 90s. We're extracting those, cutting those units out, and then replacing with our two- or three-piece acrylic
mm-hmm.
shower or tub.
What's the difference between fiberglass and acrylic?
Acrylic's a non-porous plastic material, so you're not going to see, you know, the mold and the mildew
mm-hmm.
like you would see if you say you had a tile that was grouted.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one place for grout, and that is from the base to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So the wall is one piece, and it comes in a wrap form, and then it's straightened out into the wall, so it's seamless.
Mm.
So you're taking out the availability of mold or mildew to get on that surface.
Mm-hmm. Is acrylic, how will it hold up? You know, let's say you drop something in the shower or something, is it going to puncture that acrylic?
No, it shouldn't, and honestly, we back it with a lifetime warranty, so let's hope not.
No, that's pretty cool. You know, I like to point this out whenever I'm talking to a company that has multiple locations, you know, in a headquarters somewhere else. You know, if someone did run into a problem, they can call Bathfitter, and they're not going to have to worry about, whether Bathfitter is going to be around, like maybe the local contractor that you might hire today and might be gone tomorrow.
That's really important. Almost every event that myself and my staff works, that's what we're hearing, is they have done business with someone in the past. So, and those businesses may have come or gone. But again, with 35 years in and in multiple locations, both nationally and worldwide, we should be able to help anyone that needs it.
What about is Bathfitter running across people who have those garden tubs, or maybe looking to take out the tub and put in a shower instead?
You know, Tim, as we get older, a lot of people are moving away from the high step tub, and we're doing a lot of conversions from tub to shower base, just for ease of getting in the unit.
I got you. And what's the process? Do people visit the Bathfitter showroom to pick out what kind of tub or shower that they're looking to get installed in their house?
We actually do have a showroom on Dorchester Road, so people are available to come in. We're even open on Saturdays. But mostly what we're doing is our consultants will visit the home with the husband, wife, or decision makers and go through the whole process. They carry tablets, and they bring all the literature and go through all the different choices and examples of what you would potentially need. Mm-hmm. And then they can give you a down to the penny price right there. And it usually lasts about an hour for the free consultation.
Okay. So right on the spot, you're getting an estimate.
Exactly. And then if they decide to go with us, it's generally between a week and a half before we would have the product. We custom make everything for every home. So all of the information goes to our Tennessee plant in Nashville, and it's cut, processed, and then shipped back on our large, you'll see them, the big Bathfitter, big rigs that mm-hmm. go down the highway, and they come back to our store weekly to drop off product.
Gotcha. When it comes to plumbing fixtures, the faucets and shower heads and things like that, what brands does Bathfitter carry?
We use nothing but Moen, and the reason we do use Moen is simply because it is a lifetime warranty, just like the Bathfitter product.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Moen is a good brand. And what about what are you seeing people choosing in terms of styles? Are there different colors that they can ask for, or is it all acrylic, so you're not putting in actual ceramic tile, but are there certain looks that mimic the look of tile and so forth?
Most definitely. And we have we have different grains, there's different feels. We have traction flooring if needed in the shower base, different kinds of accessories from pull-down seating to molded seating. You have many different options on grab bars if you need those, as well as, trays for your soap, shampoo, and everything else.
You know, we're talking mostly about the bath or the shower area, but what about the rest of the bathroom, like the sink or vanity and the tile on the floor and so forth?
You know, Tim, we have just stayed with the shower and tub units. That's all that we do. So that is our focus, mm-hmm. and that's what we stay with.
Gotcha. So if they want... Does Bathfitter typically try to stay within the footprint of where that tub used to be?
I would say most of the time, yes. What we're doing is we're working with space. Mm-hmm. So we've even gone in where the homeowner, and we do commercial as well, or the commercial account, has already extracted, already pulled out, and they just have plumbing run. So it's just an empty space, and then we go in and do everything from there, from that point. Mm-hmm. So it's all about what we measure as far as the space goes.
Gotcha.
So we can design whatever you're looking to do.
Okay, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
Simply, you can go to bathfitter.com, and you can see everything that we have going. You can actually... set up an appointment with us. You can easily reach us at 843-767-4008. And again, we're on Dorchester Road.
Right, and that address, Dorchester Road, 4510 Dorchester Road.
That is it.
In North Charleston.
Yeah, we're right next to WOW. There's a little Caesars right around the corner from us as well.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at a 10% off coupon in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. If you wanted to pick up the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, or excuse me, the spring issue, and bring that up to Bathfitter. And you can also get more information about Bathfitter on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But we have been talking with Mark Norris with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by the Flippin' Designers. And now we're talking with custom builder Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Glad to be back here with Charleston Home and Design and talk about a lot of the fun stuff we've got going on in Charleston and surrounding areas with new construction.
Very good. Well, take a moment and tell everyone about Delpino Custom Homes.
Yeah, so we've been building and renovating projects in the Charleston area for over 10 years. We started our company here several years ago, and we focus a lot in the downtown area, Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, and James Island, and surrounding beach communities as well. And, you know, we have a lot of new construction, higher-end background. So if you're looking to design or build anything in the Charleston area, we've got a great design team that can help walk you through the planning process, permitting process, and the ARB processes that are involved, especially in the higher end neighborhoods. And we've got experience in most of those communities, and we'd be glad to help you work on that design process. But over the years, we've been able to, you know, build and cultivate a company that focuses on customer service, communication during the job, and making sure that we're delivering a good quality, high-end project on budget and on schedule. And those are the things that we focus on. And after, you know, many years of being in business in the Charleston area, the team that we've assembled to do that is something that we're definitely very proud of. And we'd like to make sure that we're part of your new construction project from start to finish, and helping deliver your dream home or your next home or your mm-hmm. second home here in the Charleston area. So I'm glad to help out in that regard. And that's what we do focus on very much with our customers and through the design process, Tim.
And Delpino Custom Homes, you folks also do some luxury renovations too.
Yeah, you know, luxury renovations. A lot of the beginning of my career was in, you know, full home renovations, and that's something that is kind of near and dear to what we do and what we've developed out of. So we generally have a couple higher end renovations going on at a time in between the new construction. I think that kind of dynamic activity is something that sets us apart from, you know, just your renovation company or just your new construction company. And that also helps us kind of solve problems and create a, you know, better, I think, processes in the new construction or in the renovation projects, because we're seeing both sides and how construction techniques have held up during time and during use and what has not held up. You know, in its lifetime, and that way we can implement that into the new construction. And part of the new construction that's really neat right now is there's a lot of innovation on the technology side, on the building materials side, on the energy efficiency side, and, you know, having a lot of experience, especially in these coastal regions now, can make a big difference in the way the house is put together. So kind of the renovation experience coupled with the new construction techniques to weave in a lot of the technology and the changes in what we have available to us in construction, you know, in our current market. It's a really neat time to be developing and designing homes with those in mind.
Mm-hmm. What Delpino Custom Homes, you folks refer to yourselves as a design build company. What does that mean?
Yeah, the design build company, what we do, and we want to make sure that we help kind of guide and work from the beginning of the planning process, which means I've got a lot or I'm looking at a lot. What can I put here? Do I have to have an elevated house? Do I have to have a house? Can I put it back on the marsh? Can I have a dock? Can we build it and make sure that we have the right views out the back and out the front? What are the requirements in the neighborhood? You know, are there architecture requirements? Are there other zoning requirements? So, you know, there's a lot of questions in the planning process, and the planning process really drives the entire construction process. So when we have folks come in and customers, we will walk them through what it means to plan the whole design of their new home, what you're allowed to do, and the things that you can implement to make sure that during the planning process, you're putting together a home that is going to meet your budget and your expectations at the end. So when we bring folks in, we have in-house architecture, we have in-house surveying, engineering that we can go to on our team. And it also it provides a much more streamlined process for the planning part of your new construction build. And that way you're getting priority placement when you need to hit deadlines to get through ARBs or permitting. And that way your planning doesn't take longer than your construction period. Mm-hmm. So, it's a much more holistic approach to the design and construction process, bringing those two together so that their communication is at the forefront right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I've always liked how someone phrased it as the right hand knows what the left hand is doing with design build and sometimes if it's an architect designed house, or maybe the house you're looking at a set of house plans, the builder may have some questions, and it may be difficult, or the homeowner may not want to have to pay the architect more for construction management, so you don't want to have to bring the architect back in to understand exactly what's going on, and so if it's design build, then everybody under the same roof knows exactly what's happening.
I think that's exactly correct, and you know and that kind of speaks to the scheduling and the left hand knowing what the right hand is doing. When those two are on the same page, and we know from the get go, hey, you know, this is the reason why we had a wall here in our design was so we could use it for certain things in the structural scenario. And somebody comes in and says, oh, we'd like to move that wall. Well, there's sometimes you can do that, and sometimes where the domino effect becomes a lot more. And those are the things that if you're familiar with the planning, with the layout from the beginning, from a site perspective, a builder can make a good decision, you know, an informed decision quickly. And if it needs to be something that, you know, you need to kind of have a little bit more homework on, you have easy access to get an answer from the architect team that you're working with. So the design build does. It keeps everything under one roof. Builders like to talk about things in construction terms. So having mm-hmm. things under one roof is always good. And having easy and priority access to the folks and the professionals that were involved on that team, well, that's what teamwork is, you know, working together, working hand in hand, and knowing what the left hand mm-hmm. and the right hand is doing. So it definitely makes a much more streamlined process.
Right. I remember when we were building our house 10 years ago, and this is a common thing, the architects will specify various products that are going into the house. And she had specified plywood and for the flooring, and our builder said, you know, we've had a lot better luck with Advantech. Mm-hmm. That required a call though to the architect to say, is this going to be okay with you? Versus, mm-hmm. If it's all under one roof, then the builders, oh yeah, that you know, it's you can even help to value engineer some of the project. Where if there's some boilerplate information about just certain products that are spec'd, there may be some ways that the builder can help the homeowner save money with the value engineering.
Yes, there's absolutely ways with the especially in the plans, and I think that's a great example. And you know, when you have an architect who has plans and specific details that they put on, you know almost all of the thing, you know, almost all of their sets of construction documents that they publish, it might vary just a little bit from, you know, what our construction company would put in there, in some cases it's just the normal processes, you know, and in other cases, you know, we've got an affinity for certain higher end products because we've seen how they performed, we've seen how other products have not performed. So a lot of what we use and what we put into the homes, we have made adjustments over the years of construction and experience to say, hey, these things don't work the way we like them, or these ones perform better. And some of it's on value, but most of it is going to be on longevity and, yep. And you know, being able to endure the exterior elements primarily. But having the plans match what's happening on site, that goes to help you eliminate, you know, the necessary communication to say, hey, we're making a quick change, but also not taking 3 days before we know we can make that change and everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. The last thing that anybody wants is a question about, well, how come we didn't use a certain product and it was here in the plans and not know the reason why. So having the plans meet what happens on site is definitely a very important part of the process. And again, kind of going back to the design build, having those on the page, being in line with what, you know, the normal practices are for the higher end installation and procedures is very paramount when it comes to putting that on paper with the architects.
Well, I wanted to congratulate Del Pino Custom Homes, your James Island project, Point Verona. You've all of the lots in that project are under contract. So congratulations with that. And I also wanted to mention the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. I saw one of the photos of your personal residence, and in the mudroom where all the how many kids do you have?
We've got four kids.
Four kids. So they're all that's what they call the drop zone, where all the backpacks get dropped and everything. And my kids were very envious when they saw that photo of the water fountain that was mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
And they thought that was a great idea. I remember I tried to get a urinal put in our powder room, and that got axed. My wife did not allow that. But
nope.
How can folks get more information about Del Pino Custom Homes?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the water fountain, because that's something from a kid's standpoint. They like it, but they also don't have as many cups laying around the house at the end of the day.
There you go. Good
and
point.
Here, coming up on summertime, there's kids coming in, and we have always doors flying open in and out. You know, one house for 30 minutes, next house for 30 minutes. You can end up with 25, you know, cups laying around, half drank of water. So that's helped to eliminate that. And I'm glad you guys noticed that.
My daughters stick their face in the little inset of the refrigerator where you're supposed to put a cup there. That's their water fountain.
Hey, that works,
I guess, but not very.
but if you know, we can install water fountains, and that's something that actually the house we're designing on Daniel Island. You know, in the Cove, we're looking at having a water fountain in there. They've got three young children as well. And that goes to the livability and the design build process also. And those are the nuances, especially in the high-end homes, that make all the difference, and they separate a high-end home from a house that was just kind of, you know,
cookie cutter.
Yeah, cookie cutter, exactly. So finding us, you can find Del Pino Custom Homes at DelPinoCustomHomes.com. That's DELPINO CustomHomes.com. Or you can call the office, 843-856-2674, and we'll be glad to, you know, discuss your design build process or what you have in terms of new construction and you know, whatever your luxury renovation projects might be in the future.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with custom builder Nathan Del Pino with Del Pino Custom Homes. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by the Flippin' Designers. And now we're talking with Rudy Box with AirMax Heating and Air. How are you doing, Rudy?
Doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Rudy, take a moment and tell everybody about AirMax Heating and Air.
So us as AirMax Heating and Air, we're a local family-operated heating and cooling business in the Charleston area, servicing all of the Tri-County area, probably from McClellanville through Mount Pleasant all the way down to Edisto.
Right.
Primarily residential business with a little bit of light commercial, priding ourselves in the customer service that we provide our clients. Everything from maintenance agreements, service calls, repairs, and new installations.
All right, very good. And Rudy, you're a second generation mechanical repair guy, right? Your dad is the one who owns this business, AirMax.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I'm sure he's taught you well.
Yes, sir. He has. He has.
And speaking of teaching, I understand that AirMax, you folks are going to be starting your own in-house school to help train future Air Max employees. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. One of the biggest obstacles that we face in the heating and air conditioning industry is a somewhat of a labor shortage. Right now, with everything that President Trump is doing, our unemployment rate is so low. We have a hard time finding good, qualified, trustworthy people that can endure the tough conditions that we work in, have the technical ability to handle the difficult situations, and some of the soft skills to going into customers' homes, being able to communicate well with the customers, so on and so forth. So what we are trying to develop now is a training program to address all of those different issues, not just for Air Max itself, but more of a school that can help the entire industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to heating and air, you know, there's plumbers, and that trade is plumbing, and there's electricians, and that trade is electrical. And when it comes to heating and air, you have to kind of know several different trades, don't you? You've got plumbing, you've got electrical, and then you've got the HVAC trade itself.
That's right. That's right. On a day-to-day basis, we find ourselves doing carpentry, electrical work, plumbing, sheet metal, working in tight spots, large spaces. We're a jack of all trades most of the time.
What's it? I feel really bad for you HVAC contractors this time of year, because a lot you're in the worst. You're going to the worst parts of the house, right? The heat of the attic, mm-hmm. and then underneath the house in the crawl space for the ductwork and things like that. What's that like for you?
Yeah, it's certainly not glamorous, at least not most of the time. But yeah, our job does put us in some pretty tight spots that we do have to not necessarily cram ourselves into, but the endurance part of it is important, especially here in Charleston. The heat indexes get so high throughout the summer, and when we go into a customer's home to, let's say, we're doing a replacement, that's a full day job. And if we're going in there in the morning and removing their cooling, we want to make sure when we leave that they have cooling.
Mm-hmm.
So we typically will start our day nice and early, 6, 7 a.m., so our guys can get all the hot attic work done out of the way. So the rest of the day they can not necessarily take an easy street, but
make it a little easier for
right.
them. Yeah. Talk about the mini split systems that Air Max can help homeowners with, because those have really gotten popular. And you might have a room in your house that maybe it has a window air conditioning unit, which is extremely inefficient, and it's costing you a lot of money on your power bill. But you need a little extra cooling or heating in that space. Maybe it's that finished room over your garage or something like that. How do the mini split systems work, and how can Air Max help with that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. The mini split technology and the designs is probably my favorite part about this industry that I get to do. So we're Mitsubishi dealers, and the amount of options that they have out there is almost endless. As far as having, you know, one outdoor unit up to 8 indoor units, we can do the single zone mini splits, like you mentioned, a room over a garage or a sunroom or something like that. But one thing we've had a lot of success with is converting an entire house into a ductless HVAC house.
Hmm.
And that has a lot of different benefits. To start, the mini splits operate off of a variable speed compressor. It's a variable refrigerant flow. So it ramps up and down depending on how much cooling and how much heating you need at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in July when it's 9,500 degrees outside, you need a lot more than you would need maybe in the shoulder months where it's only 70 to 80 degrees outside. So you have a lot of energy savings there. Also from an indoor air quality standpoint, our ducts aren't located in the crawl space or in the attic where it could have exposure to any kind of contaminants and any of that dust and stuff to come into our breathable air. So with everything being inside the envelope, so to speak, the air is much cleaner.
Yeah, you're talking about they're ductless, and versus a traditional heating and air system where you are running ductwork in the attic or underneath the house. And I've had occasions where the ducts have become detached from the vents in the floor, and that when the system is running, you're cooling or heating the crawl space underneath your house, and you're just wasting money right there and not getting the benefit of the cool or the hot air, conditioned air. And the other thing is, you can, with those duct systems, sometimes you can run into mold issues because the ducts are in unconditioned space, like your crawl space, and some water moisture could grow in those ducts, and then the air is forcing the mold spores and things like that into your home.
That's right. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, that's one of the big advantages of a mini split system that Air Max can help out with. What about the Air Max your maintenance program, because that's very important these times of years. What kind of tips can you give people?
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that homeowners can do to help keep their heating and AC unit running at peak performance, preventing some breakdowns. But there's a lot of stuff that you want a well qualified trained heating and air technician to do, and we offer that during our biannual maintenance agreements. So coming out kind of like a fall and a spring sort of deal, so we can get in there, check out everything, make sure the electrical connections are tight, systems performing properly, to prevent that breakdown when it's extremely cold outside or extremely hot outside. But a lot of things that homeowners can do is make sure they keep their filters clean, because that's going to keep your coils clean and prevent us from having to do any excess cleaning. The other thing is to make sure we keep those drain lines clear. Whenever we're out on a maintenance, we're making sure those drain lines are nice and clear, because most of the time what we're doing as cooling contractors is removing moisture out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So as some of that grit gets in those drain lines, it can get clogged up.
When should someone think about replacing their system versus repairing it?
Depending on, that's going to depend on the age of the system and the cost of the repair. There are some catastrophic failures, blower motor replacements, compressor replacements, or coil replacements. And if a system is usually past the 10-year mark, those costs can get up to a third or sometimes even half the price of replacing a system.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are typically seeing systems last about 12 to 15 years. So once they start getting around that mark, systems are no longer under warranty by their manufacturer, and the repair costs just go through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, very good. Well, I've, like I said, I feel bad for all you HVAC contractors. You're working on all the holiday weekends, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And that seems to be that's the worst time when your HVAC stops working, is you've got friends and family visiting, and it's on a holiday weekend or something, and you can give Air Max Heating and Air a call, and they'll take care of you. And how can folks reach Air Max?
So we can be found on Facebook. We do have a page there. Our website is airmaxsc.com, and we also have an office number that runs 24/7, and that number is 843-614-3276.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rudy Box with Air Max Heating and Air. Thanks so much, Rudy.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Christian Teague and his son Eli Teague with HLG Growers. How are you both doing?
We're doing good.
Good. Well, take a moment, Christian and Eli, and tell everybody about HLG Growers.
Well, we are a landscaping business. We can do all kinds of stuff. We can do landscaping, hardscaping, missionary work, architect,
design.
Mm-hmm.
And we do water features and outdoor plantings and all kinds of landscape design skills.
Yeah, and people who have come to the our home shows in the past, they may have seen HLG Growers. You folks always have a great water feature display set up at our home shows. What is a water feature?
What a water feature is, excuse me, is a focal point. Let's just start there. Landscapes have flowers and trees and borders and what we call the naturals, and sometimes people would like to put a focal point in their yard. So a water feature could be an example of a good focal point, just to give you some ambient background noise, something pretty to look at. We can make those low maintenance to what we call xeriscape maintenance, where you know you have to keep up with some muck and leaves that might get down into our rock, mm-hmm. but we put these underground where some of that is able to be blown away by a leaf blower, for instance, when it's off and mm-hmm. it's running. It would run only when you need it on, when you're home after work. Otherwise, it's a rock garden, and makes it easy to blow off the leaves by not having a pond at the base of your waterfall. Mm-hmm. That means the pondless part is kind of like water running into a reservoir of rock, and then there's an underground water basin that can stay cleaner with some filters, mm-hmm. predisposing the intake to the filter.
You know, water features are one of those things, and that not everybody has in their home, but the way that the new subdivisions and developments are being built, they're being built closer and closer to interstates and places where you hear a lot of traffic, and having a water feature, that trickling water, what is it about that the sound of trickling water that just makes you kind of gives you that calming feeling at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's a great point. And also, some of those areas are, because of these closely built to each other homes, have poor drainage in those coveted spaces. Mm-hmm. And we can help a lot of times with poor drainage areas by adding, you know, these little recycling water features that take your storm drain water from your downspout gutters and poor draining areas, and we localize it into a wet garden or a water feature, mm-hmm. and then help it from that one pinpoint location in the poor drainage area continue to drain the right direction based on what is necessary for the drainage plan.
So. Yeah, and you're talking about kind of the utilitarian part of having a water feature, but being able to maybe drown out the sounds of what may be going on at a neighbor's house.
Absolutely.
Or the sound of traffic.
We kill several birds with the same stone, so to right. speak, for lack of a better analogy. But you're right. By doing the water scape, I can create falling water on rocks, or I can create an artistic design in the middle, or I can do bubbling boulders or you know, what have you, or even we've got some koi ponds in existence, in Mount Pleasant and whatnot, mm-hmm. around that people enjoy, but those take a little more maintenance. So I discourage a lot of times fish in the water features. I feel like, you know, this area is a buffet bar for birds eating fish. There's a lot of...
Does that happen with koi ponds sometimes?
Well, yeah, because they have nowhere to really go, and the temperature gets really hot, and we have some algae issues, you know.
Yeah, so there's that a takes lot of more maintenance.
Right, with a koi pond versus a water feature, which would be, you know, designed with no and or little maintenance.
Yeah, and that if there's one thing I know about homeowners these days, they prefer... no or at least low maintenance products around their house. They don't want to be spending their weekends having to do a lot of work.
Especially if you're stressed out, like if you're like not happy about your day and you're really mad, you know, just that sound can just make you feel
better. Puts you in a better mood, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because we're kind of surrounded by water, so when we put a water element into these gardens, it brings all that kind of closer to you. The bird life increases, the butterflies. You know, a lot of the fun stuff that you do with kids, you need a good water feature.
Right. So HLG Growers, you're a family business, and Eli, how old are you?
I am turning 10 in about 10 days.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, congratulations. And I see you're wearing a soccer jersey. Do you play soccer?
I do not. I kind of did at my old school. I kind of used to, but then I moved over to Isle of Palms, and I just stopped.
Right. Okay. Good deal. But you help out with the business
HLG Growers. I do. I go to all of the home shows, and I talk to people. I used to pass out chocolate rocks. We're not doing that as much, but we're going to, at the home shows, I'll talk to them whenever, like, if my dad needs a break and my brother needs a break, they'll both take their breaks, and I'll talk to them about stuff.
All right, do you...
We are a home-based business. I started in 2001 when my oldest son was coming to be into a family, and we've basically had a home-based business our entire longevity now. So this is 2019, so 18 years.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would appreciate that because that means you don't have a lot of overhead to pay for, and that means that I'm sure you don't have to charge as much for jobs as you would if you had a bricks and mortar office and all that goes with that.
Yes, sir. We're very, you know, job site specific and quality to detail, and we are a small company, so we can do tremendous work, but it's quality and detail work.
So besides the water features and those water features that you've built at our home shows, you're using like stacked stone for that? That's
correct. We use just raw rock products. Comes in on a pallet like you see at any stone yard if you've ever seen stacked palleted rock. And then as you see on our website and stuff with the home show, we create these oases even on carpet inside a building. To make the moment for people to understand what we're able to do for them. It's kind of a showcase effort.
Right.
And then, after the show is over, of course, we network into those homes and listen to the clients and try to give them a good, description. They give me some directions and stuff, and I'll try to give them a project description and a job budget and do some design to help them get a job with us. Mm-hmm. So
very good. And then we're almost out of time, but and you can also help out with if you wanted some pavers in your backyard or some additional plantings and things like that. HLG.
Yeah, we're full masonry and hardscape, so we can take care of the design, the plant install work, as well as the rock walls and the waterfalls or whatnot. Concrete driveways and walkways and so on.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about HLG Growers?
You can call 843-901-4862, and you can also go on to hlggrowers.com.
hlggrowers.com.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Christian Teague and his son Eli Teague with HLG Growers. And come out and see them at the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thank you both.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.